The last year and a half has forced a lot of uncomfortable and fraught conversations about Israel within American Jewish communities. But this kind of conversation isn't new to one congregation in Chicago. It decided 3 years ago to call itself anti-Zionist, meaning it rejects the concept of a Jewish state of Israel. Reporter Yonat Shamron has this story.
This Friday night Kabbalat Shabbat service at Tzedek Chicago has all the hallmarks of a typical service, with candle lighting and a rousing rendition of Lecha Dodi, a key hymn welcoming the Sabbath.
Lecha Dodi likrat kala b'nei Shabbat nekabela.
But this service also leads with a prayer for the people of Gaza, composed by Rabbi Brent Rosen and read by a congregant.
In this moment of ceasefire, let us remain steadfast in our solidarity with the people of Gaza, who have resisted the relentless violence of genocide with bottomless wells of courage and resilience.
For Rabbi Rosen, solidarity with Palestinians has become a core Jewish value. He founded Tzedek Chicago, the word tzedek means justice in Hebrew, after breaking with the Zionism of his upbringing. For Rosen, the break came after a 2008 assault by Israel on Gaza. During a recent Shabbat meal, he talked about founding Tzedek.
You know, in the very first sermon for the High Holidays that I gave, I said that, you know, we have very clear core values and we're very clear about what we stand for, and we're not for everyone. And that's okay. We actually stand for very specific values.
His new congregation, Tzedek Chicago, is explicitly anti-Zionist, meaning it does not support a Jewish nation state. That view is at odds with the vast majority of American Jews. According to a 2021 survey by the Pew Research Center, 80% of American Jews say caring about Israel is an important or essential part of what being Jewish means to them. Most American Jewish congregations say a prayer for the State of Israel every Shabbat. Some proudly display the Israeli flag in their sanctuaries. They raise money to support Israel, more than $850 million since the October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas, according to the Jewish Federations of North America. To these congregations, support for Israel is almost a religious tenet of American Judaism. Those who reject that tenet risk being cast out. The congregation's members talked about relatives who will no longer speak to them, of being fired or having to quit under pressure from previous jobs at Jewish organizations. Rabbi Rosen himself was kicked off the Chicago Board of Rabbis.
The narrative is that the world tried to kill us and Israel saved us, and it's existential. And it's not just a political issue, it's not just an opinion, it's life itself.
Marjorie Feld is a historian at Babson College, just outside of Boston.
A lot of American Jews live with that very sacred space inside of them for Holocaust consciousness. And then a lot of those same people tie it to the necessity of unqualified support for Israel.
But the war in Gaza, in which 46,000 Palestinians have been killed, according to Gazan officials, has led more American Jews to challenge that loyalty and to seek out places like Tzedek. Since the start of the war in Gaza, Tzedek has nearly doubled in size to 430 households, many of them tuning in by Zoom from all over the world. It also meets once a month in person and offers weekly Torah study and a popular children's program. Rosen estimates there are now some 30 other anti-Zionist congregations or prayer groups around the country, and to them, basic equality and human rights are fundamentally Jewish.
When it comes to Israel-Palestine, Jewish rights and Jewish life should be no more important or sacrosanct than Palestinian rights and Palestinian life. And I get that from the Torah, and I get that from just being a human being of conscience.
That message is especially appealing to younger Jews. polls have shown a nearly 35 to 45 percentage point drop in support for Israel among Americans born after 1980, highlighting a big generational divide. Owen Howard is a 23-year-old graduate student at DePaul University who has been attending Shabbat services at Tzedek since September.
We need to be able to decide for ourselves and not have that pushed down on us in a repressive way that we're ostracized from the rest of Jewish society because we dared to question.
For a while, I felt like there was no congregation that I could belong to, there where I could come and be my full self and feel dedicated to social justice, including solidarity with Palestine.
Maya Shenwar, a Chicago-based writer and editor, has been a member of Tzedek since it started 10 years ago.
When Tzedek began, I felt like, okay, this is a place where I can actually live the Judaism that feels like who I want to be in the world.
For Rosen and his congregation, being anti-Zionist means practicing a Judaism that is committed to a universalist vision of reconciliation and liberation. This Shabbat, Rosen gave a short sermon on the importance of breathing freely, both for oneself and for others.
The first step toward resistance and meeting the challenge of this political moment, I believe, is just taking a breath, learning how to breathe, and then the answers will come. The relationships will be built. We will know where we need to be.
The American Jewish community must now decide whether there is a place at the table for these new anti-Zionist spaces. For NPR News, I'm Yonat Shimron.
This story was produced through a collaboration between NPR and Religion News Service.